You're listening to SBS News.
Protesters across the country are calling for an end to the offshore processing of asylum seekers, 5 years after the Rudd Labor government reintroduced the policy. In Sydney, some took their message to the doorstep of Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's office. One protester, the Refugee Action Coalition's Ian Rintoul, says it is past time.
We want Manus and Nauru closed. We want the people who are still on Manus and Nauru brought to Australia.
At opposition leader Bill Shorten's office in Melbourne, demonstrators placed a dozen empty chairs on the pavement to symbolise the 12 lives lost in Australia's detention centres on Manus Island and Nauru. Over the past 5 years, more than 3,000 people have been sent to the two centres. Almost 300 have since been resettled in the United States in a deal made with the Obama administration, but more than 100 have been refused because of a blanket US ban on people from 7 countries. Over 1,500 people remain in Australia's detention centres, and on Nauru, 124 of those are children. Save the Children Chief Executive Paul Ronalds says the living conditions are inhumane and change needs to happen soon.
It's absolutely critical that on this 5-year anniversary we ensure that we find a solution for these children and families. We get them off Nauru either to the US, to a third country or to Australia.
SBS contacted the Department of Home Affairs for comment but did not receive any. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.